Okay, just make yourself comfortable now. If you want to close your eyes, that's a good idea. But if you don't, that's fine too. Now just listen quietly to the sound of my voice. And of course, you'll be aware of all those other sounds too. Sounds from inside the building, and sounds from outside. But these won't disturb you. In fact, they are going to help you relax, because the only sound you need to think about is the sound of my voice. And while you're listening to the sound of my voice, just simply allow your body to be at ease, as you allow yourself to relax even more now. I wonder if you can sense the beating of your own heart, sensing that beat, and just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down just a touch. Just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down just a little. You can then feel your whole body slowing down, becoming lazier and lazier. Nobody wanting anything. Nobody expecting anything. So you can allow your whole body to continue to relax and become steadier and easier until it's just taking over like a well-maintained machine. Smoothly, easily, quietly, comfortably, so that you can become gradually more aware of your whole self. Aware of your hands and arms, just sensing how they are now. Aware of your legs and feet too. Again, just sensing how relaxed they might be, and wondering if it's possible to relax them even more. To be so in touch with yourself that you can actually get your whole body, perhaps, to relax even more, yet remaining totally alert, and noticing now how even your face muscles can begin to really relax. Relaxing and letting go of the tensions that were there, almost, but not quite, completely unnoticed. Just being vaguely aware of the skin and the muscles of your face settling, smoothing out, a good feeling. Wondering just how long all that tension had been there, where it all came from in the first place, and then realizing that you simply couldn't care less, because you can feel it draining away from you now. And that feels good. And as you continue to sense the beating of your heart and the absolute steadiness of your body's rhythm, you find yourself so absolutely relaxed and comfortable that you simply can't be bothered to even try to move a single muscle, even though you know you easily could if you wanted to. I know that you easily could, if you wanted to. But you simply can't be bothered to even try, allowing yourself to just be relaxed, and relaxing even more now, becoming as lazy and relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. I wonder if you can now manage to relax even more, even though you are already as relaxed as it is possible for most people to ever be. Just finding those last tiny traces of tension in your body and simply letting them go. With each easy, gentle breath you breathe, I'm going to count down from five, and with each layer, you find yourself falling deeper and more relaxed. 5. You are just so relaxed and feel yourself going even deeper. 4. You feel yourself slipping a little bit more. 3. Oh, such a relaxed state, such an enjoyable state. 2. Just continue listening as your mind slips into a nice, deep trance. 1. Empty of everything, as everything has faded away, allowing every muscle, every fiber, every cell of your entire body to be as beautifully relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. And now that your mind is calm and clear, just gradually relax as everything unimportant fades away for a short while. We're just going to be watching a little play, a play about you and your mind and your body. Relax and enjoy as these words just slip slowly, deeply down under your skin, making it so much easier to feel the sensations they talk about in place of what you'd usually feel. To see the images they speak of in place of what you'd usually see. And somewhere, deep in the back of your mind, you know what these words speak of, even before they are spoken. Words of bravery, devotion, chivalry, and heroism. You feel like it is your duty to protect. You are both able and willing to save those in trouble and rescue any damsels in distress. You care greatly for those around you, fueling your protective desires. Just let yourself relax into them as you feel the changes slowly but surely wash over you. Bold trumpets ring in your ears as they blare out. You are standing on a podium in front of the entire kingdom. It has been your lifelong dream to be accepted into the royal guard, but today you are being knighted. The princess herself steps forward, and you feel yourself swell with pride. Today is a badge of honor, the first day of your future in protecting the nation. Kneeling up here in your handsome uniform, you reassure security and safety. You rise, and the crowd cheers. The sight, the sound of the applauding kingdom you've dedicated your life to fills you with pride and a sense of duty, touching you in a very, very special way. Feel as your fingers and your toes begin to grow numb, a nice warm, tingling feeling, starting at the tip of your fingers and toes, then spreading upward slowly, deeply penetrating into your being. As the numbness continues to spread, you observe that your skin begins to take on a more elastic form, stretching out. Your fingers beginning to melt into one, forming web-like connections of skin, muscle, and nerve between your fingers as they continue to join together, their tips becoming shinier and harder, like fingernails. A sturdy yet smooth covering forms as they become your new hooves. They merge together, 4, then 3, then 2, until all that remain are your strong hooves. The bones in your legs twist and bend, painlessly fusing together to give you the hind legs of a pony. It feels so hard to stand on two legs anymore. You don't even want to bother trying, just letting the changes relentlessly progress. So easy to just give in and let your body and mind get what they desire, as your arms too undergo a similar, unstoppable action. They reform, developing, changing, so that you can comfortably stand on four legs. And in your mind, you recognize feelings of loyalty, of honor, and compassion. You realize how valiant you really are. Second to none, fighting for justice, you skillfully defend whoever is in trouble, even saving total strangers. You like to ensure their safety, to always save the day and be the hero, even at your own risk. You enjoy being courageous and dedicated to your morals. Being on the front line, nothing else matters except the companionship of your friends, whom you would guard with your life. Your loyalty is unwavering, the love between you and your friends truly unbreakable. You do everything in your power to do the right thing. Being unable to assist the needy leaves you devastated. There's a passion, an absolute ecstasy that fills your heart to truly be like and be a pony, heroic and protective, valiant and chivalrous. It feels completely and totally natural to you, as simple as breathing in and out. Compassionate, loyal, and honorable, these are strange sensations, different from what you normally feel in daily life. But at the same time, you feel a happiness, an understanding that somewhere in your mind, you do indeed enjoy these changes. Something about them calms your nerves, soothes your senses, to the point where it feels so easy and right to just let them come onward. Feel as the changes surround your chest, your waist, your sides. You feel slightly thicker and stronger. The muscles in your body feel just a little more toned than they were, and more powerful. Your hooves seem to be heavier, as if they now must support more weight. Welcome, muscular weight. It does feel somewhat good deep down in your mind for your body to experience these changes. Different from daily life, but welcome all the same. Another quick twinge of energy shoots at the base of your spine, creating a nub that extends out for a foot or two, forming a blade-like curve. Once formed, soft, silken hair bursts forth from it, and you feel a slight shudder. It is a tail, streaked with many shades of blue, making you happy. You feel a heaviness, making you feel more sturdy and balanced, safe and secure. You wouldn't know what to do without it. Although it takes a little effort to hold your tail up at first, it quickly becomes second nature. You swish it back and forth, getting used to the new sensations. An expressive ponytail to complement your new pony backside. You can't help but wonder what will come next. As the changes creep ever closer to your head, they pass over your neck, and your voice becomes a more reassuring, deep, and strong masculine voice. Feel as the hair on your head spills outward, growing longer, softer, down the back of your neck and over your new, strong pony shoulders. A lovely, flowing blue mane for you to wear with pride. Just in front of your ears, on the center of your forehead, you feel a small protrusion forming. It is the beginning of your new horn. A horn growing steadily from your head, a majestic, powerful unicorn horn, extending to its tip, erupting in a small shower of sparks. The word fills you with a twinge of excitement as it continues to grow until it is fully formed with a slight spiral to its features. A long, sword-like unicorn horn, just as you've always visualized, just as you've always wanted. I wonder if you could feel a tingling from your new horn. Feel its power surge deep in your mind, coming to you so effortlessly. You know that you can use your horn as a weapon to protect the ones you love most, your family, your love, your country. It reassures you to know that those you care for will be safe under your watch. You can sense the power inside it now, preparing to make a magical shield, ready to defend. Your ears stretch outwards, upwards, becoming pointed stallion's ears. These are your new ears. You now wiggle them about, curious as you pick up new, crisper, clearer sounds. They are covered in a soft, plush, pure white fur that warms and comforts you as they move to catch the slightest noise from around them. When you are happy or interested in something, they will be perky and upright. When you are sad or tired, they will lay to the sides. It feels so amazing, absolutely amazing, to be scratched behind your new pony ears. To accompany this new set of ears, you feel a soft yet firm pulling sensation in your mouth as your jaw pulls outward into your new muzzle. Your face extends so naturally out to form your round head. You can feel your eyes changing with it, extending out gently, your iris changing color to a lovely ice blue tint. A handsome pony head for an honorable pony. A tickling sensation spreads over every facet of your skin as you feel soft, short fur covering your entire body, leaving you with an entire equine form and coat. A stunning white unicorn. Already, your mind feels such thoughts filling it, relaxing it. You're feeling a bit skeptical, but enthusiastic. Curious of your new body, but enjoying it nonetheless. Even as you speak, your voice is a masculine one, showing no hints of who you used to be. You can feel your new body, see your new body, recognize all the sensations as you walk around on your hooves. The four-legged gait, swishing tail and pointed ears, the defensive, powerful horn, the dedicated, brave, heroic feelings, the strong muscle and soft fur, all yours to enjoy and play in. And you know that you can return to this state anytime you choose. All you have to do is to speak one little phrase. I'm a valiant pony. And whenever you say, I'm a valiant pony, you will feel every change I described here return to the surface, changing you back to the brave pony from the person you were instantly. For the changes you've made are always here. They're now a part of you, as much as a part of you as your heart and mind. There may be times when you can't be this valiant pony, when the person you were may be required for some reason or another, and when you know that will be the case for you, then all you will need is one little phrase: revert to normal. And whenever you say revert to normal, every change here will melt away, going dormant until the next time you can be the brave little pony you truly want to be. And every time you return to the state by saying, "I'm a valiant pony," it'll feel even more natural for you, your desire to be a pony becoming stronger and stronger with every visit, the desire to listen seeming more and more inescapable, more attractive with each trip into the body and mind of this valiant pony. And now, it is time to wake back up. Waking up on the count of five, you'll find that with each new number, you'll wake up a little bit more. The sensations of your new pony body and mind just becoming that much stronger. One, waking up now. Two, more and more. Three, consciousness returning. Four, almost there. Five, refreshed and awake, and I hope you'll enjoy, little pony.